Your reaction to today's 2-1 win here at Seaview, David?
Delighted. It's not an easy place to come. I was well aware of that. And coming off the back of a disappointing performance and obviously not getting the 3 points in Boxing Day, you know, sometimes when that doesn't happen, there's a negativity around the club, and sometimes the supporters get a little bit edgy. But the Flyers, fair play to them today. We come down here, we were the better side today. And no doubt in my mind, we were the better side today. We had the better players on the pitch today, and we certainly deserved the win.
Great first half, 2 goals, Burnsy's shot. Keepers don't save those, do they?
Yeah, great goal. Burnsy's capable of that. I say he's in the team. I changed the tactics. I went to 4-4-2, and obviously Johnny on the right-hand side, which gives you an outlet. So I blame myself the other day. And I'm my own biggest critic. I say to the players, you know, sometimes the players have got to take more responsibility at times, because I did as a player, and I certainly do, and I'll continue to do as a manager. But we got it right today, and we got the 4-4-2 right. We matched them up, and man for man, we were better than, you know, their man for man today.
The two strikers scored. Andy got what turned out to be the winning goal. He, you know, chased a lost cause there, and got Andy a loose ball. And that's what you
again,
want from your strikers, isn't it?
Please, for Andy scoring. He never. It probably summed up our performance the whole day. It was never say die attitude, and Andy got his rewards out of it. I always say to him, gamble. You never know, somebody will make a mistake. And fortunately, Andy got the all important second goal for us.
And in the second half, of the wind blowing into your faces, 10 men. We showed the battling characters. The doggedness.
The players proved down at Mournview when we're down to 9 men. We can. I say I was disappointed. Obviously myself today turned into a melee over next to nothing. But say when you've one player sent off out of a melee of 24 people, you know, it always seems to be a Linfield player. You know, there's a melee down at Mournview and we have a man sent off. People say, we shouldn't get caught up in melees, we're caught up in the heat of the moment and whatever else, but it's hard not to be caught up in it, because it's a passion game, and I wanted passion from the start of the game today. For the officials today to make the decisions they did, I walked in and seen Jamie Mulgrew's eye red, so he's been nearly strangled and hit during the melee, yet he gets sent off.
It's great, you know, to have won here. We haven't won here in a while. You know, they haven't lost here in a while. Yeah. So for us, it's a hugely important win in our season, isn't it?
No, it is. And hopefully we can go and back it up now on Tuesday night. Obviously got the Glens in the Cup next week. So it's another big week for this club, and it's a big week for the players to make sure that we can stand up, answer, and fight back.
Down to 4 points behind, so the league season is still very, very much alive.
Listen, if we had lost the game today, and you know, I'm not a defeatist, I'm a positive person, I would have still firmly believed that we were well in it. But it's like Crusaders have a cushion of four points. We've got to play them again at Windsor. We're probably the only team that they've not beaten this season, so something that we can hopefully keep improving on, and start clawing back the points.
What about that Linfield support today?
Magnificent,
wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant, as expected, as we all knew. They turned out today, and probably, and I'm an honest person, they were probably turning up here, probably wondering what sort of performance and effort and attitude they were going to get out of the players today. But I'm sure they all went home, the thousands that were here went home, delighted with the response. Second half, we withstood a lot of pressure, but you expect that when good teams are coming at you, but they withstood, and I don't think they had any other clear-cut chances.
And you want that crowd out again on Tuesday night, and what's another massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, come to Windsor, keep supporting the players, get right behind the players, because you've seen the reaction of the players today that, you know, responded, because they knew the support they'd given a lot today. And hopefully we can go again on Tuesday night with another fired up performance.
I think you gave all the blue men and women and kids a Happy New Year present there today, David. On behalf of everybody, Happy New Year to you and the players, and let's start the new year off in the right way on Tuesday.
On behalf of myself and the players and the staff who work tirelessly hard at this club, I'd like to wish all the blue men, all the people out there a Happy New Year, and hopefully some success.
Well done today, David.
Cheers, Andy. All right.